to Psy.
Spend the day with Psy.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Psy Thursday Live.
Radio Psy Thursday Live.
Shri Sai Ram, I offer myself at the lotus feet of the source, that is, the source of all sweetness, fragrance and grace, the very embodiment of unconditional boundless love, the glue that binds us all and knits us into a gorgeous mosaic, the soul and goal of Radio Sai, our dearest and most beloved Bhagwan Shri Sathya Sai Baba. A loving Sai Ram and Happy New Year and good morning to all the listeners of Morning Glory from Prashanthi Nilayam, India, the spiritual capital of the universe. Dear listeners, my name is Karuna and on behalf of the entire team at Radio Sai, I wish you a healthy, happy, holy and glorious year ahead. May our Lord Sai's protective hand be upon you and your family. May good news and happy tidings flow to you in abundance in the year ahead. Dear sisters and brothers, thank you for joining us on the very first Thursday morning of the year 2019. Today happens to be the 3rd of January 2019 and you are tuned to Morning Glory on Radio Sai's Asia Stream. The time in the ashram right now is exactly 44 minutes past 9 a.m. that is Indian Standard Time. And the current temperature outside the Prashanthi Digital Studios is very cool and pleasant, which is cool by our standards in Puttaparthi. It's hovering around 18 degrees Celsius. The Divine Valley is experiencing overnight lows of 14 degrees Celsius and daytime highs of 29. Quite a range there, with cool nights and warm sunshine in the afternoon. And it does feel a bit warmer when you are out there in the sun practicing for the big day, which is coming up soon. Indeed, the countdown has begun for the annual sports and cultural meet of the Sai schools, colleges and universities, which is scheduled, university campuses, which is scheduled at the historic and scenic Hillview Stadium at Prashanthi Nilayam. On the 11th of January 2019, Baba's beloved students from grade 1 to postdoctoral level will offer their love and gratitude to their revered founder Chancellor Bhagwan Baba in the form of march past, drills, gymnastics, acrobatics, dances and much more. In the process, thousands of spectators in the Sri Sathya Sai Hillview Stadium will witness the discipline, the skill, creativity, precision, perfection and love of Sai students in the form of their various presentations. These lovely students of Bhagwan Baba, by the way, range in ages from 5 to 25 and beyond. These are the chosen ones whom Bhagwan referred to as his only property, his dearest children. And over the decades, since the Sai educational institutions have been set up, scores of batches of students have graduated from Bhagwan Baba's schools and colleges here in the Divine Valley and elsewhere. So the question becomes, where are all those people, the beneficiaries of his love, his generosity, his caring, his divine nurturing, and his value-based education, which was offered to them all free of cost, including yours truly? Well, every year, the alumni of the Sri Sathya Sai Higher Secondary School and the Sri Sathya Sai Primary School hold their annual reunion here at Prashanthi Nilayam in the Divine Presence on the last day of each year, that is on 31st of December. And then, the following year, when we start a new year on January 1, the alumni of the Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning Men's Campus holds its annual reunion on the New Year's Day. Now, apart from these two points of convergence on their schedule, the alumni also meet up on many other occasions throughout the year. So, dear brothers and sisters, today I'm very happy to welcome two groups of Bhagwan students who have graduated from his university and from his school years and in some cases decades ago, and who returned regularly home to Prashanti Nilayam, and they were here recently to participate in the reunion in the ashram on December 31st and January 1. So December 31st, 2018, and the next day on January 1, 2019. The first group is a bunch of brothers from the university, that is the Sri Satyasai Institute of Higher Learning alumni, and we have in the studio with us Sri Shyam Kumar, Sri Jaideep Das and Sri Rishabh Nair. After a live discussion with this group, I will turn to a group of sisters from the Sri Satyasai Higher Secondary School, and we'll hear it from Dr. Sonia Chawla, Mrs. Shubha Kotha and Ms. Sai Amrita Kaul. So dear listeners, please stay with us for the entire duration of Morning Glory and the rest of Thursday Live, your live wire connect to the source. Now I'm going to begin by introducing you to my guest. My first guest is Sri Shyam Kumar from Chennai, who joined the Brindavan campus for BSc Honours in Mathematics in the year 1995. Shyam Kumar of Chennai then finished his MSc Mathematics and he went on to pursue M.Tech in Computer Science from Prashanthi Nilayam campus, and he graduated in 2002. During his college years, Shyam Kumar was a member of the university's brass band and he continues to be a member of the alumni band too. Right now, Shyam Kumar is working for HCL Technologies as a solutions architect. Sairam, Brother Shyam Kumar, and welcome to Morning Glory on Thursday Live.
Sairam, Didi.
And I also have the pleasure of introducing you to Brother Jaideep Das, who joined BCom in the year 2001 and he completed his MBA in the year 2006. Currently, Jaideep Das is working as marketing analyst in GE Healthcare at Bangalore. Sairam, Brother Jaideep Das, and welcome to Morning Glory on Thursday Live.
Sairam, Didi.
And finally, it's my pleasure to introduce you to a budding musician whose name you may want to write down and earmark, because I think he's all poised to make history as a musician. This is my baby brother, Rishabh Nair. Rishabh Nair is currently a freelance music composer, arranger and producer, and he has worked for very big names, such as he's been a promo producer for Radio Mirchi. He has done an electronic music production course from the KM Music Conservatory in Chennai, which is the legendary A.R. Rahman's Music College. And he has contributed immensely to the musical acumen that you sometimes experience on Radio Sai and the various Parthi Yatras and the Mandir programs. Prior to taking up music as a full-time vocation, he completed his MBA in 2015 from the Sri Satyasai Institute of Higher Learning with a very high score. And prior to that, he had completed his BCom honors and also his high school education. So he's finished his high school here, his undergrad, his MBA, and now he's pursuing music as a full-time musician. So Sairam, Rishabh Nair, and welcome to Morning Glory.
Sairam.
It's so nice to have all three of you here. Now, brothers, you studied so long ago and you finished so much of your studies and you're very busy with your lives, and yet you make it a point year after year, multiple number of times in a year, to connect with Prashanthi Nilayam. I'm going to turn to Shyam and ask him, what is this? This whole reunion thing started as some Prem Bandhan initiative. What can you tell us about the history of coming home, homecoming tradition that has begun in the alumni?
Yes, sister. This tradition was there quite a few decades back, even just after the Swami had started the Brindavan College and then the Prashantalayam College. And after that, for a few years, this wasn't happening. And when I was a student, like you mentioned, in 1995, I had joined Brindavan. We had come for the sports meet in 1996. And during that time, we found a lot of stickers in the old boys' hostel just opposite to the Mandir. And it was all this high student, and then later we came to know that there was a student reunion that happened over here at Prashanthi Nilayam just on January 1st. And that was the very first alumni meeting as I was a student, I heard about. And subsequently, when we were in the band, no, it was my final year in 2002, Swami had blessed us with a lot of opportunities inside the Purnachandra, talking to us regularly. And we had actually prepared for a New Year program. That was the first New Year program by the university band. So you would have seen the program on Jan 1st in the morning. That was by the university band. And we had asked permission from Swami a week ahead of that. And Swami was so lovingly, you know, he said, you can go ahead and have the program. We had practiced. And suddenly on December 31st, in the evening when he was talking to us in the Purnachandra, Swami says, old students have come, Patha boys ucharu, and tomorrow morning till evening, we are going to have Akhanda Bhajans in Mandir. So we were like, oh, what about our program? And as Swami was retiring back to his room, we went to him and then we told Swami, tomorrow program, chayandi, chayandi. That was the...
Do it.
Yeah, that was the assurance. And, you know, that's how we came to know about this alumni meet again. And that was a very nice day. Of course, you know, we also played. That was a very special thing. Maybe later during our you know, talk, we'll talk about that. And subsequently, after I left the portals of this wonderful institution, we have been coming, and you know, from I recollect at least since 2004, we have been coming again and again. And Swami wanted us to come back every New Year with the family. And once he mentioned that very clearly to us, telling that come with your family and be here and take my blessings and go ahead. So that's what is the, you know, the history of Prema Bandham that I know about. So this is of course part of the song as well. The Radio Sai listeners and viewers would have seen the article about Hamko Tumse Pyar Kitna. So Adiye Prema Bandhamu or Idiye Prema Bandhamu is the Prema Bandham or the reunion that we have here.
Yeah, is the connect, the love connect that we have with Swami.
Yes, Didi.
Very nice. Now a band has become a very big part of this annual celebration. So I think a lot of you were in the band during your days as students, and now this is continuing this tradition. What can you tell us about the band?
Yeah, so the band was the most privileged group of students when we were here. And even now, as we had moved out, Swami had given a lot of opportunities. When we were students, Swami had taken so much of care to get us wonderful world-class instruments. Otherwise, you know, if we go ahead and try to purchase them, it's all going to be really costly. And he had given us wonderful trainers, be it the legendary musician Maynard Ferguson or Paul Erhard from the USA or Harry Hugerts from the Netherlands and a lot of other people who have really helped us. And Swami used to take care so much that he used to personally select students who are going to be part of the band. You know, every year when students move out of the college, we have a void in the band. So there is a selection that happens, a first round selection, and subsequently Swami ensures that the right person is selected. And when I joined the band in 98, Swami personally called the six of us that evening. He said, where are the new band boys? And asked our names and patted our cheeks and then blessed us. So, and he used to come regularly to the grounds during the sports meet season. And even for the November 22nd convocation, he was very particular about the song we are going to play for the slow march. He used to ask the band leader or the band teacher in charge again and again about it. And he used to come for the rehearsals also. And after we moved out around in 2005, we all, the part of the alumni band, rather that time the alumni band didn't exist. So whoever was in the band, we came together and we thought, why don't we go ahead for the New Year and play something for Swami. And that's how this initiative Swami had put in our hearts. And when we came the first time, not all of us had our own instruments. So we had to take a few instruments from the current band, taking permission from the university. And after the program, Swami was so happy. Swami asked one of the brothers who was taking care of him in the residence, where did they get the instruments from? And then brother was saying they have their own instruments. They also took it from the university, and Swami was so happy. And every year when we came, band had a prominent spot in the evening program or in the morning program. And Swami was so proud of us, and we were so thankful, and we are still grateful to Swami for blessing us with this opportunity.
Shyam, how did you get selected for the band? Did you have a background in music?
I had very little background in music. The music that I knew was singing bhajans in Samiti back when I was a Balika
student.
Very
different from the Avengers tune you guys played, okay.
Yeah.
I guess when he patted your cheek, he wired you for learning band very quickly.
Incidentally, Swami asked, where am I from? Uh-huh. I mentioned Madras. It had become Chennai, but uh-huh. I just mentioned Madras. And Swami patted my cheek and said, Madras Rowdy. Uh-huh. There was one more person, he also said that to him. And we had a small music aptitude test, and again, just because of bhajan singing, I could get an opportunity to get into that list, which went to Swami.
I see. Interesting. Rishabh, would you like to add to that?
Yes. Many of us who joined the band, I remember we may not be musically that good, and we would have even for a second thought, how are we going to even pick up these instruments? But it's the tremendous confidence and motivation that Swami gives us that finally we end up picking up and play in front of Him. That is amazing to see year after year, so many students who never would have imagined they can play an instrument and come and, finally play in front of Bhagwan.
It looks like you guys are part of some philharmonic or something, some big band elsewhere or a very big group, and yet you come from different places and very quickly pick up and make something so nice. Rishabh, I'd like you to elaborate on the theme that was picked for this year's band and also the wonderful introduction to the Avengers.
Yeah, so even as we grow up, we are very, very, very fond of these superhero characters.
Right.
But fortunate are we that we have grown up, alongside Bhagwan. So our superhero always have been Bhagwan Sri Sathya Sai Baba. So we have this, a kind of affection towards playing superhero themes, because we connect that music directly with Bhagwan Baba. So that's how we came up with a couple of superhero themes for this year. And we thought, why not, offer it to our superhero Bhagwan Baba. And that's how even one of the brother narrated that he is our superhero, and no matter what, where we are in life, what we are doing, he is watching us, he is guarding us, and through within our own inner turmoil of evil and good, he helps us through.
Very nicely done. Did you want to add to that?
Yeah, incidentally, we had played a few of those tunes, like the Star Wars theme and all that earlier, or be it Superman. Swami used to love those pieces, and a couple of times when he used to come to the grounds for watching the march past, he used to ask us to play certain tunes. Now, he used to hum. We were thrilled. And once when the band leader and one more person in the band, they got an opportunity to go to Kodai with Swami. On the dining table, Swami was humming one of the pieces that we used to play. So,
Swami loved good music, didn't he?
Yeah. Yeah.
Music melted very quick. It was like a fast track way to his heart. It was a good music.
Yes.
Mm, I see. Now, what was the theme this year that when you were planning, and this is a question for all three of you, when you were planning the reunion, was there a theme in mind you had? Jaydeep, would you like to go first?
With respect to the drama, like every year, we all started hurdling together over, Skype and WhatsApp, trying to come out with what we can present. And a lot of ideas were floated around. In fact, the ideas tended to be very divergent from what actually was presented. Through the conversations, the way our discussions evolved, it took a very different turn at some point of time. There was a time when we were thinking that perhaps this year there will be no drama, some other event could be hosted in its place. but some of our students who had visited Parthi a few weeks before said that everybody is looking forward to a drama. When it came to the theme, you know, there was always this question in our minds that we have studied in Swami's institute. Those who haven't studied have been following Swami's teaching for so long. And it was all about how do we develop that connect with Bhagwan. Now, when we started discussing this theme, you know, automatically through our conversations, a flow appeared where it was first just taking cue from the drama itself. You know, it's very symbolic of all of our lives. It's a very extreme circumstance in Parikshit's life where he has only few days to live and he has to make a choice. How does he spend those next few days? In a sense, it's a journey for all of us. All of our lives are finite. And at some point of time, we have to start prioritizing how we offer our, you know, how we focus our attention in which direction. So during the discussions, as we were, you know, brainstorming, lot of brothers across the globe, we were getting together and doing the brainstorming. A wonderful flow appeared. Mm-hmm. It was first was like, you know, the example that Vidura himself had given to the world about, you know, relishing the memories that the Lord has given us. And for all of us, it's so true because we have actually interacted with Swami in person, held his hands, were fortunate to even touch him, you know, take Pada Pranam. We have so many artifacts which are part of our life Swami himself has given us or Swami has blessed us. And then the discussion went on and in the flow of thought, Swami gave the example of Hanuman, how even though, you know, how Hanuman had internalized Sri Rama, and even though he was alone in a forest, he was never truly alone because he was always carrying Swami within himself, Sri Rama within himself. But of course, the example which Swami himself has always quoted as the pinnacle of what devotion could be, where the, you know, the Lord surrenders to the devotee himself or herself, that there cannot be an icon bigger than Radha herself. And in so many discourses, Swami has spoken so much about Radha. And for us, it remains a great example that Swami has told us, all of us, to emulate. And the common thread around it is that, okay, how we can connect with Swami. And we have Swami himself, through many discourses, has given us these three examples. And the whole idea was, how can we stitch it together in the form of a drama and offer it to the Lord.
Very nice. Now, you spoke of Radha's bhakti. I'm going to ask Rishabh to please indulge us by maybe humming a few lines of that song which Radha is supposed to have sung at the last, asking Krishna to fulfill her very last wish of playing the divine flute to her as she breathes her last.
Sure.
Go ahead, Rishabh.
Krishna, 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 పట పడు మా కృష్ణ పలుకుతేని లోలుకున తుల మాటలాడు మా ముకుంద మనసు తీరగా పట పాడు మా కృష్ణ పలుకుతేని లోలుకున తుల మాటలాడు మా ముకుంద మనసు తీరగా
Beautiful. And I want to make a prayer to Swami that, Swami, all of us who are listening to this right now, we have the same request for our last moment. Please come and play the flute for us as we leave the body. Wow, what a way to go. I wish he fulfills that aspirational goal of every devotee. And now, what I wanted to ask you guys is that everybody is aware of the program that happens in the mandir. Everybody gets together, family wears one color, brothers wear white and white, any color as long as it's white and white, I should say. And, you know, there's a presentation, there are speeches, band, music. But behind the scenes, there's a lot of coordination and there's a huge element of service activities that take place. Jaideep, I'm going to come back to you. What can you tell us about the service seva activities that the alumni took up this year for the ashram, saying that this is our home and we want to do something, serve at our home?
Actually, a lot of service activities was going on, and while many of us were involved in preparing for the various events, be it music or drama, etc., lot of our brothers who had come were, you know, involved in cleaning the ashram at various places, Bhakta Nivas, and canteen. They were serving food in the canteen. So a lot of such service activities were going on.
Yes, Didi, I want to add a few more.
Please.
The brothers were discussing about doing the seva, like the Prashanti seva by the seva dals from various states.
Right.
So we have been discussing about this, and a few of the brothers got together and then decided, why don't we start it with the Prema Bandham itself? And that's where a week before Prema Bandham, even a couple of days before Christmas, a few of the brothers were here. They went around, identified places where things could be done. Earlier, we used to have Grama Seva kind of a thing, where we go to a place, clean up some area and then spend some time with the children over there, or do some health and hygiene thing for all the people over there. But this time was, this particular year was different, wherein, like, Brother Jaideep mentioned, there were a lot of activities inside ashram and also in the hospital, in the super specialty hospitals. So here in the ashram, like brother mentioned, the sheds, Bhaktanivas sheds, were cleaned up thoroughly. The toilets and the bathrooms were cleaned up. And one beautiful thing is the family of the alumni also participated. I recollect one small boy, he must be in fourth class or fifth class, the son of one of the alumni, he also was there with them throughout the cleaning. And in the hospital, they had gone to the record section and across the various departments, helped them, sort them out, if there was dust, you know, dust them off and all that. So it was a wonderful thing. And incidentally, I cannot say it's a decision, but a feeling of coming back again and again and doing the seva has come into the, has been decided rather again. So every month, one of the weekends is going to be chosen where alumni with the family can be here and do this kind of activity in and around ashram.
Very nice. That sounds like a very sustainable and doable, because we have such a large alumni base in and around the big cities of India, which are very easy to access from Puttaparthi. So if it's a weekend seva, it's possible that we'll have large numbers show up and take ownership of your home, of course. Now, music was a beautiful part of this whole thing. Rishabh, what can you tell us more about the music planning and the music execution for the reunion program?
I think I should start with, when I was a student, how
yes.
did he encourage us to do music, and how that helps even today?
Sure.
So I haven't heard the word composition till I landed at Parthi. So when I joined 11th standard, I heard one of the Sportsmith song and I thought it was a film song. And then some of the brothers mentioned that it was actually composed by someone. That's when I heard the word composition, and I was intrigued by that. How can I compose something and dedicate to Bhagwan? And eventually he started asking me to write lyrics. So at that point of time, if I have no idea what did I write, there may be few lines or just couple of couplets, but Swami used to read every word. I used to take 10 sheets of lyrics, so-called lyrics, and in between the third and fourth will be the worst one. I was very confident that I can easily flip through them, but he ensured that The pages were never flipped unless he wanted it to. And he read each and every word of it, and that gave us a lot of encouragement and motivation. That if Lord of Universe can give you that much time to spend on each and every word that we are trying to express, I mean, that kind of love you wouldn't imagine getting from anyone else. And taking that forward, even today when we sit for writing songs or composing, we know for sure that we are no one to do that. It is only through him that it has to come. And things start falling eventually very miraculously. I remember we were sitting for doing background score, and we had no clue about how to go about it. It was a very mythological drama, and we needed a couple of live instruments to go about, and we didn't know how to do it. Even as close to as 24 hours before the program, we were in a dilemma. And then by the end of the night, here we were sitting in front of our system with the complete background score in front of us. And it was unimaginable the way it happened. Suddenly a brother would turn up with sitar for a recording. You know, we didn't even imagine that we will be having sitar in the program. And even the song, we had no idea that this will be the main theme song which would connect the entire drama. And you know, after the drama, everyone is talking about the song. So it can only happen when he wishes it to happen.
Truly. And as long as, you know, can you just share that experience you were telling me yesterday about that Swami wanted to give you a mantra?
Oh, yes. So this was in 2011. Actually, after his Mahasamadhi, I was also in distress. I didn't know where to look up to. Foolish of us, but then, you know, we were so attached to that physical form that we were still pining for that. So during that time, one of the days, I was sitting in the institute lawn. Exam had just got over and I had no mood to study. And at that point of time, I just felt, try and connect to the Lord. And there was this voice that was very strong within me. And it said, what is your problem? Which was very typical of Swami.
You know, sounds like him, yes?
Yes. And then I said, Swami, no problem. Then Swami said, Dhunapota, what is the problem? You tell me. Then again I said, no problem, Swami. Acha. But today I have come to give you a mantra. Take it from me. I was so excited and at the same time nervous because I had no book, you know, with me to write it down. I thought mantra meant a Sanskrit poem or something. How would I remember if I don't write it down? And then Swami told me, don't worry, it will be a very simple mantra. So I was all ears. And he said, it's just an English word. Really, English word? A mantra? And then he says, availability. Okay. Swami says, that's all, that's the mantra. I was stunned because I never imagined a very layman term like availability could be a mantra. And then I asked him, Swami, what do you mean by that? Then he asked me, what do you think availability means? You know, when Swami puts question, either you tell anything or you just keep mum. So first I attempted, I quickly realized that, you know, I am going nowhere. Just keep your mouth shut and let Swami tell everything to us. And then he tells that availability can be expressed through only one way, is by giving time. So I guess in our own ways, when we come and participate in Prema Bandham, that's all we are doing. You know, if we may, from outside perspective, it may look like we are doing service, we are doing drama, we are doing band, music. But all that we are trying to do is just be available to the Lord. And whatever He wants, let Him achieve through us. So, I think that's a very beautiful mantra that Swami gave and made our life very simple, not to think of anything else. Just be available to Him.
Truly, and he said that from a devotee, I'm not looking for your ability, but I want your availability. We may not be capable or able, but as long as we are available, the God can make use us as a rightful instrument and endow us with whatever skill or talent is required to achieve His will. So basically, He performs through us. Shyam Kumar, you wanted to add?
Yes, Didi. So, you also asked me initially that, mm-hmm. you know, how was that, that we picked up the instruments
yes.
and as part of the band. Again, I can relate to this as well. Now, during one of the conversations on Radio Sai, brothers Arvind and Prem,
mm-hmm.
They were talking about, qualification. And then this statement is so true, especially with all of us, whether it is being a composer or arranger or an instrumentalist or a scriptwriter or a servitor, whoever it is. It is this, that Swami doesn't call the qualified. He qualifies whoever is being called. So it is just that we just need to be available. You can just be a hollow bamboo piece.
That is even better if you're hollow. It's even better for him to be able to drill the holes and blow his sweet breath through us.
Exactly. And that's what it is. Now, I could relate it to, we had absolutely no idea of what instruments we were going to pick up. I had never seen a saxophone in my life. And now I'm able to play that. So it's definitely just that the Bhagwan puts the ability into us. And once we are available, he makes sure that that's good.
Rishabh?
And I would say this learning, it's been a blessing when you study in Swami's institutions. This comes to us very naturally. Swami has put in us, how to be available to him and have the complete faith. You know, this kind of pillar that we have in our life, it kinds of helps us in any and every situation. When I was just into my professional music, I was studying at KM Music Conservatory. Just 1 month into the course, I remember getting a call from AR sir's studio that tonight you got to be there. You've been selected for an event. I was very stunned. And
so that is AR Rahman's.
Yes, AR Rahman sir. And then I went there and he himself was there and he guided us on how do we proceed with that event. I was imagining out of the five, I was the only student, just 1 month into the course and all others were professional musician or faculty themselves. I just thought for a second, am I a student of KM Music Conservatory or am I a student of Sri Satya Sai Institute? And the answer is very clear to everyone because all that we have learnt, we have no idea where it is going to take us, whether it is music, whether it is drama or any of our subjects, he has taught us in such a way that we ourselves have no idea where it is going to take us.
Truly. Like Jaydeep Das, you're a marketing analyst with GE Healthcare and here you are writing dramas and scripting a big play to be presented in the Divine Presence. Your thoughts on this big transition that you make very so easily being a Sai student?
So this is the beauty of this place. Whenever these dramas we get to offer in front of Swami, for me it's a journey in itself. I contribute very little to the script. I am more involved in the acting and helping our brothers to coordinate the acting better. There are other people who contribute more with the script, but that's not the point. The point is the way we all get together, way Swami gets us together. It is, first thing is whether the drama is there or not. That is Swami's problem, actually.
Actually, all our problems are his problems.
Yeah. The fact that we get together, to me, it is the first gift.
Yes.
Otherwise, we are all scattered in our own ways, in our own lives. But, in the pretext of a drama, we are coming together. That's the first thing. Second thing, we are coming together and what are we talking about? What are we thinking about? It's all about Swami. It's all about Swami's messages.
Mm.
It's all about the various scriptures and experiences which the scriptures which Swami has spoken about, or the experiences that our students across the globe have had. So, it's the reunion begins much way before 1st January. We are all shifted into a mode. We are all forced to tune into Swami. And day in, day out, we are thinking about the drama, What should be the script? What should be the theme? Swami brings us together. And truly speaking, in that coming together, the moment we are able to tune ourselves into Swami, I think Swami ensures that the ability and all are removed, availability is happening. Because the way the, at least this, I can speak on behalf of the drama team, the way the theme evolved, the way the script came about, it was, we could feel Swami's hand in every moment. It was, just to share one experience.
Please do.
So this drama, you know, the basic plot is what? This Parikshit's last moment and Uddhava comes to, you know, guide him through and take Lord Krishna's message, the last message which he had received from Shri Krishna to Parikshit. Basically, simply put, that is the message. Now, I was personally never consciously aware of, or it was not in my conscious memory, about Uddhava Gita. The script is script has been done, and there was some confusion about the last scene, how we can how we can, you know, stitch it together, how bring it to a conclusion. And brothers across the globe have already put the script. I have no clue about Uddhava Gita. I thought, okay, they must have studied the scriptures. My role is only to, you know, see how the flow is there. Can I comment on that? So I was little concerned about the last scene. One morning I got up at 3:30 a.m. and I was not getting sleep. This was going on in my mind, a small, you know, thing. And the word Uddhava Gita just flashes across my mind. I thought, okay, is there something called Uddhava Gita? So I googled it and I saw that actually Uddhava Gita is there, and I was like, okay, I should have listened to Swami's discourses more. And then I realized that this is the beauty. The script has been done. No one actually consciously thought of, you know, bringing Uddhava Gita's message across through this drama. But when we looked at the whole script, it is exactly the message of Uddhava Gita. And that's where we were thrilled, that Swami wanted to pass the message of Uddhava Gita to whomsoever it is relevant in through the medium of a drama. And we were so unaware. We were thinking we are writing, and people scattered across the globe writing different scenes, and stitched together is the message of Uddhava Gita without we being even consciously aware of it.
So now we know who the actual director of this play was, or is, and will always be.
A to Z.
A to Z, yes. As we say in Radio Sai, the producer, the director, and the human resources manager is Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba around here. And we always believe that every guest who comes here has also been invited by Swami himself. We're just playing a part in between.
I'd just like to add that...
Yes, please.
You know, as with all the alumni program which happens, the practice amount is very less. That's an excuse, but Swami ensures that we deliver. So I was involved in this drama, and we started practicing only on 29th. And the name of the play was Journey. And I could witness the journey the drama itself took in just a matter of 3 days. And by the time the drama was performed in front of Swami in Kolwanth Hall, I was in tears. And many people were in tears, they said that, because the way everything came together, all our efforts. Rishabh has spent 5 nights without sleep composing music.
Incidentally, he would be composing music one side, getting it recorded, and he would come for the practices, band practices in the institute, and he would be fresh with 1 hour of sleep.
Yeah. And the actors, you know, they were very less familiar with the dialogues, because somebody else has given the voice, they are acting. But in that 3 days, at the end of the journey, it's a miracle. To me, it's a miracle.
It all comes together.
Incidentally, you know, we have always seen, whether it was during our student days or now, it's the last moment sweetness that that is the best. Even in the case of the Bhajan CD release, every year it happens, Bridge Across Time. This time also, I spoke to one of the brothers who is taking care of this. The mastering of the CD had completed just at 5:30 in the morning on January 1st in Chennai.
Wow.
And then from there,
was it driven?
Literally, the sound engineer who was helping us with that, he drove down from Chennai to Parthi during the day, and he enters Sai Kulanth Hall at 4 o'clock in the evening. So that makes it much sweeter.
Yeah, this is somehow a characteristic of everything we do. So many things have to be last minute. Swami loves those high moments of drama, I think.
I think just to summarize this whole talk, no, I feel we may have our own doubts and options whether to do or not to
right.
do. Sadly, for Swami, there is no option. It is his program. He better do it.
That is to our privilege, actually.
Yeah, that is our privilege as his children.
Swami makes it happen. And
he always makes us look good. But actually, we have done everything that could lead to like falling on our faces. In the end, what comes out is so beautiful is only out of his mercy and grace.
Yes. In fact, one of our senior brothers, BRC, he after that drama, he came and he made a wonderful comment that, see, this is Swami's gift, right? He does the thing, he makes us do it, and then he gives us the joy when people acknowledge that you have done a good job.
Yeah.
That is also Swami's gift. And, that he's giving us the credit.
That's how he's always been. Now, brothers, obviously you had a very beautiful and pleasant experience and a real recharge by coming home. And I think it's so therapeutic for all of us who were along with millions of others around the world. All of us experienced so much pain and difficulty when Bhagwan left the body and the Mahasannidhi happened. There was such a void in our hearts. And now coming back, we realize that the joy, the power, the connect is stronger than ever before. If not as strong, it's even stronger. Now, what would be your message to your sisters and brothers who kind of in that moment of confusion sort of lost their way and moved on to chase a mirage or hang out with an alternate reality and fall into all sorts of traps? What would you tell them, Shyam Kumar?
Yes, Swami always told us that there is a direct connection between us. Incidentally, in my final year when Swami came to the hostel, in his speech, which was also played, a clip of that was played during the alumni meet, Swami mentioned very clearly that there is a direct heart-to-heart connection between us. And he had also told us specifically to come back to Puttaparthi regularly, especially on January 1st with the family.
I see. Jaideep Das?
Yeah, I think Shyam brother has summarized it. I think the joy of devotion or is to actually experience that direct connection. While it's everyday sadhana for all of us, when we come here, we are heightened to that. We are forcibly tuned into, you know, that direct connection with Swami. Everything is left aside and we are thinking about Swami. I think that's a very sweet experience, very cherishable, and we should try to relish it as often as possible.
Thank you. And Rishabh Nair?
I would just agree with both of our brothers that, you know, this connection is so strong that there is actually literally no need for any other way of connecting to him. Our connection to Lord is such that, you know, it has been planted in us that we need not look through any other glass. You know, you just wear that Sai glass and you look straight into him.
Hmm. So how about you three sum up these feelings by way of a small song? Rishabh, you can lead. Just sing something for our listeners before we close this conversation.
Sure. This is a song which Swami gave an opportunity to compose for a convocation drama.
Mm-hmm.
And I think at this point of time, it's very apt.
Sure.
It's just about our memories with our Lord. Yaadon ke safar mein dil chalne laga hai. Phoolon ki in bagiyon mein man tehlne chala hai. Yaadon ke safar mein man chalne laga hai. फूलों के इन बगियों में मन टहलने चला है, कुछ तो है इन ख्वाबों में दिल से निकलती नहीं, कुछ तो है इन राहों में मिलती यहाँ हर खुशी, अब इन लम्हों के बारिश में भीगने चला हूँ मैं, यादों के सफर में दिल चलने लगा है।
Very melodious. For the sake of our listeners, I will try to translate this loosely. What he just said, that when I take a walk down memory lane through these fragrant valleys of beautiful memories and dreams that we have, what appears to be a dream now that we have lived with Bhagwan, what we get is immense happiness and bliss. On that blissful note, I thank you, Rishabh Nair and Shyam Kumar and Jaideep Dash, for joining me on Morning Glory on Thursday Live.
Thanks, Dilip. It has been our pleasure and privilege. Thank you
very much. So, dear listeners, you just heard from Rishabh Nair, Shyam Kumar and Jaideep Das, three members of the Institute alumni, the Satya Sai University's alumni, who were here part of the reunion program on January the 1st. And they were sharing their sweet and fond memories of being here together as brothers and reliving their beautiful moments and expressing gratitude to Swami. And after this, I had promised you that on the other side of this show, I have three ladies joining me, and they are Sai Amrita Kaul, Shubha Kotha, and Dr. Sonia Chawla, who will be sharing with us their thoughts about their reunion as students of the Sri Satya Sai Higher Secondary School. That live conversation coming up on the other side, after you hear a beautiful song in honor of the girl child dedicated at the lotus feet by the team at Sri Satya Sai Vidya Vahini. So please stay with us, and the ladies will be joining me on the other side.
हम बेटियां हैं खास, हम बेटियां हैं खास।
Sairam, dear listeners, and welcome back to Morning Glory on Thursday Live. Today is the 3rd of January 2019, and here's wishing all our listeners an amazing new year. May it be full of Swami's grace for you, your family, for the whole world. May our skies stay safe, the seas be safe and happy and not get into a tizzy. May our roads be safe, may our environments be clean, may our hearts be pure, may our minds be tuned to Bhagwan throughout the year 2019 and beyond. Now, as I had promised you, I have three guests with me right now in the studio. I have a physician, a doctor from UK and USA, Dr. Sonia Chawla. I have Mrs. Shubha Kotha, who is a chartered accountant by training and currently a homemaker. And I also have with me an award-winning teacher from Toronto, Canada, Ms. Sai Amrita Kaul. Sairam, ladies, and welcome to Radio Sai once again.
Sairam. Good morning. Now,
good morning. It's nice to have you here. All three of them represent the very large alumni of the Sri Satya Sai Higher Secondary School, obviously the girls' division, but there are boys also who study here. And they were part of that team that presented a beautiful gratitude program, a reunion sort of a program in the Divine Presence on 31st of December. And it's in this connection that I want to talk to them. Of course, we had Sonia Chawla and Shubha Kotha earlier on the show where they spoke about planning for the program and what was expected. So today I want to ask you ladies, in fact all three of you, this homecoming, what's the experience like? How has it been for all of you?
Sairam Didi.
Sairam Shubha.
Home is a place where I would like to go to, and there is someone who is there welcoming me, wanting to see me, and want to make me comfortable. So Prashanti,
and maybe serve you good food also.
Yes.
Comfort food.
Definitely. So Prashanti Nilayam is that place for me. As soon as I cross the Ganesha gate and I come, I see Lord Ganesha waiting for me, saying, welcome back home. When I go into Kulwant Hall, there is Swami waiting for me. And as soon as you sit there, all my agitations, all my troubles, everything just melts away. And all I can think of is Swami, who is wanting to make me feel comfortable, who is telling me, look, relax, I'm here. I'm in charge around here. And then we go to school. There is aunties and teachers who want to, you know, feed us and make sure we are all happy, we are all not hungry. When we go back home and after a tired day, we want to fill our stomachs, rest well, and go back and face the next day. And that's what I feel when I come back to Prashanthi Nilayam Puttaparthi. I get rejuvenated, I get reconnected, recharged, and I'm ready to face the world for the coming year. Mm-hmm. That's homecoming for me.
Very nice.
Okay.
This Hi, Amrita.
Amrita, yes. Truthfully, I did find out in January of 2018 that this year my batch was one of the coordinating batches. And I thought about it and I thought, oh, it's in December. There's no way I'll go. I don't have a lot of holidays during this time of year. It's also pretty expensive. And I kind of just put it out of my mind, like, oh, that's too bad. And at Guru Purnima this year, I sat down for bhajan. And I'm not typically somebody who cries often, but I cried through the entire bhajan, and it made no logical sense why I cried. But the whole time, all I heard was Swami in my ear saying, you have to come. You have to come in December. You have to come in December. And so I said, okay, Swami, I will. Started looking up tickets, and they were exorbitantly priced. But somehow by magic, I mean, we call it magic, also known as just Swami doing his thing, I found a ticket that was very reasonably priced, and I landed up here. And this is the first time I've been back in Parthi in December since I graduated. And it's really important for me to mention that, because the very first time I came to Parthi as a student was in December. I had come actually with my mother and my aunt and my family. I come from a family of alumni, and at that time they had their I think the first time they came for their alumni reunion. And that was way back in 1995. And that was my first trip to Prashanthi Nilayam. And that was a trip that kind of changed my life, because I saw the students and I thought, I want to be one of them. And all these years later, for me to come back, the very next time I came back in December was as an alumni, to be part of the alumni meet. And so there's this real sense of coming full circle for me. And as my sister Shubha was just saying, you don't even need to walk through the Ganesh gate. It's almost like there's that Ganesha, the two-sided, two-way Ganesha, the coming and going Ganesha, by just as you enter Puttaparthi.
Ganesha Circle.
The Ganesha Circle, that's what it's called. You see it, and there's just a very different feeling. You just know inherently, I'm home. And from there onwards, like, I could navigate my way, probably shouldn't, but I could navigate my way through Prashanthi Nilayam with my eyes closed, you know? And when you feel that safe and that sure about a place, it's always a pleasure. Like, it's always a privilege to be home. And of course, seeing all of my sisters, seeing their families, seeing the extent to which people come every single year for this, people who are close by and able to, and just how deeply we all feel about it. Because, yes, I felt strongly about coming this year, but there are people who've been committed to this from the very first time it happened. This is something we've wanted to do for so long. And that also is just really contagious and infectious in the very best way. So it's more than a homecoming. It's just feeling like you belong.
Truly. Don't we all feel, we can all relate to that. Sonia Chawla?
Sairam, Didi, Sairam, all the listeners.
Sairam.
So this has been, as my two sisters have just said, a very beautiful experience. You know, on a physical level, it's coming home. This is where we were since we were children. I was here since the age of 10. My younger sister and many others were here since the age of 5. And walking around the ashram, going to school, on a physical level, this is our playground. This is where, you know, we had a beautiful time in our formative years. So on a physical level, on the level plane of Bhur, this is our home. On an emotional level as well, the teachers, the aunties, they've all been parents to us. We're all sisters. We all live together as sisters and brothers in school. And for all of us to come together in the presence of our beloved Swami certainly makes this, on an emotional and energy level, our home on the plane of Puva. And on a spiritual level, this is obviously the most highest spiritual place to be. It's where the avatar of this age took his birth, took his entire plan for the universe to grow into the golden age. And so on a spiritual level, our souls are connected here completely. So from body, mind, and soul, in every aspect, this has been a wonderful homecoming for us. Sairam.
That's very nicely said. You summed it up very beautifully. And before I continue with this conversation, dear listeners, may I just gently remind you that we have a new WhatsApp number where you can send us your feedback even as the interview is going on. And that number remains, and you may want to note it, 9393-258-258. So I repeat the number, the Radio Sai's feedback WhatsApp number, 9393-258-258. Please note it down, and I'm speaking to three members of the alumni of the Sri Satya Sai Higher Secondary School, Sonia Chawla, Shubha Kotha, and Sai Amrita Kaul. Now, my next question to you ladies about your recent reunion on 31st of December is, how did you arrive at the theme for this year? If you can briefly tell us that, please.
Last year, after the 31st December 2017 program, we decided who the coordinating batches would be and who will be the coordinators. So around February, March, the coordinators started having, we are all over the world, so we have to do it over the calls or over the WhatsApp messages. So over WebEx calls, we all came and discussed on the theme, brainstormed, going back and forth. We zeroed out on the theme, living with Sai, living for Sai, and living in Sai. So that was the theme that we came up with.
Very nice theme, actually. And Sai Amrita Kaul, if I may say, congratulations on a wonderful speech you gave on that theme at the event. And if you could just elaborate a little bit on that theme, Sai Amrita.
Oh, absolutely. The theme really helped structure how we felt about this homecoming, because as my sister Sonia was just saying, there are so many emotions involved. But when we really think about it, living with Sai is really the most obvious physical, tangible part, right? Is that we live in the physical space of Bhagwan Sri Sathya Sai Baba and Prashanti Nilayam as young children during such formative years. And because of that, just live, you know, as an educator, I can say having the environment as a third teacher, exponentially changes the way somebody learns. So for us, absorbing Swami's message, Swami's work, we knew about Seva across the world from the age of five, you know, so, we understand what the impact is of Seva, of human values. So that was what it was to live with Sai. But living for Sai, then, like, those are all things that was part of our environment. Then what we really wanted as kids was we wanted that attention from Swami. We wanted to hear from Swami. We wanted to see Swami. We wanted to engage with Swami. And sort of as I was trying to highlight, for us it was how to have fun with Sai. And that really became the benchmark of our entire experience as students in Prashanti Nilayam, is how do we find ways to live for Sai while having fun? And the great part is when you get to do it as a group, because then you bond with people in ways that you'll never forget, because you're not just creating fun memories, you're creating spiritual memories and you're learning essential messages. And then living in Sai is the awareness that we carry with us every single day, that Swami is with us all the time and Swami is every single moment.
Thank you. Now, you also brought out a book on this occasion to capture some of your memories. Sonia Chawla, what can you tell us about the book? Or Shubha, would you like to go first? Please go ahead.
Sure, Didi. This year, the book that was released was the second volume of the one which we had initially got out in 2012. The book's title is Love Ever After, and this was the volume 2. This year, it was a compilation of anecdotes from the lives of our teachers, our former teachers, and also the alumni. We have around 86 authors who wrote the anecdotes, and It's 108 anecdotes that we have compiled.
Nice number, Ashtotram.
Yes. And the book also talks about the history of the school, how the school both in Ooty and the primary school in Prashanti Nilayam came up in 78 and 1980 respectively, straight from the words of Muni Aunty, who was part of both the schools. So the book has a lot of interesting read. Facts that we didn't know how the school came up. So I would recommend every alumni to go through this book and carry.
How can they
anecdotes.
Get a copy? How does one access it?
The copies are available with both at the school and in the mandir. So they just have to reach out to us. They have all the email IDs. They know where to reach out and they can buy from there.
Wonderful. Now, ladies, what would be your message to the alumni for coming here and converging at Prashanti Nilayam on the 31st of December 2019?
So my first alumni meet here in Parthi was in 2015. And at that time, I sort of turned up out of the blue, and there was a song being planned for which I decided, and many came up to me and said, Sonia used to play the veena in school, why don't you play the veena? And it had been years since I had played the veena. In fact, the reason that I had started to learn the veena was after Swami gave a veena to the school, and I asked around to find out if anyone played the veena. No one did, so I knew this was my opportunity to have a chance. And that same opportunity came again for me in 2015 at the alumni meet. And because of that opportunity, I happened to be sitting right in front, which I wasn't expecting. And I remember tiptoeing, because we had been practicing quite late. I had to go back, get ready, and return. So I was tiptoeing to my spot. And when I realized where my spot was, the first thought that came to my mind was, okay, Swami, what is it that you want? I don't know why that thought came, but I felt very blessed, but I also felt a certain calling at that point when I went down to sit there. And since that time, which was 3 years ago, my life has changed a lot. I've had some very wonderful experiences, And I've come back now to this alumni meet knowing that this is my home. This is where everything that is in the universe, I can find here. And to connect with those people who've had that same experience, to relive, we practiced bhajans, we practiced vedam, we were practicing the dance, the drama practice was going on, as the brothers were previously saying, just having yourself available to have Swami work through you and to come all together and be in that joy of being amongst one another. There's no other experience like it. And I've heard from many that I've been working with this alumni meet as well, that they were so ecstatic from the whole experience that they really do wish to come back again. And so I do urge those who haven't been here yet to come this 2019 and enjoy, join in the Anandam side.
Shubha?
This year the coordinating batches are 1994, 2004 and 2014. I wish them all good luck, and I also request all of them to come together and make this plan this offering for Swami. It is a great experience and a great opportunity to given to us. We should never miss this.
So these are the coordinating batches, but the reunion is open to everyone.
Oh, yes. Only the coordinating batches take up the responsibility of the program. The participation is from everyone.
Hmm. Sai Amrita?
So again, I'm a first-time attendee this year, and I would very much urge everybody to make sure that they attend if you have not already. What I will also say, again, I'd like to co-sign on everything that my two sisters said here. The other thing I want to add is I do believe that we have a responsibility as alumni to be visible and to represent our school. Very often it has happened to me where people are surprised when they find out that, oh, Swami had a school for girls, or where people say, oh, I thought the school was just for boys. Or they're very unaware. I think that information is changing, obviously, but I think it's important for the world to see that we exist and Swami has influenced our lives so deeply.
And so positively.
And so positively that we continue to take that effect and multiply it around the world. When you think about just how many of us have grown up with Swami at such a young age, think about how that impacts us. So many of us have children now or work with children, interact with our own families, and we're spreading Swami's message. It's definitely our responsibility to be visible to the world, but also to be visible to our current students as role models for them.
You mean your brothers and sisters who are currently studying in the school here?
Absolutely. All the little darlings who are in school now, that used to be us once upon a time. And so think about what would you wish someone had told you at that time? We need them to be able to see that you can get a Sathya Sai education and live your life absolutely 200%. Once you leave, whether you go to Anantapur after that or you go to other Swami's other institutions or anywhere you go, the lessons you learn here will continue to be part of your life. It's not something that you use and throw. It's not disposable learning. And I really think this is a matter of responsibility for us to be here and to be visible for the world and to be visible, most importantly, for our children in the school. And on a personal note, I would say it's important to come back and just offer our gratitude to the amazing people who raised us. Because for us, maybe we didn't see Swami every single day, but we did interact with the people that Swami chose to put in our lives. And that includes our teachers, that includes our aunties, that includes the ammas, that includes the building that we were in. Like, just go in there and you'll feel it. You'll know why you're there. So definitely, definitely, if you can, show up. And I think we will all be very, very happy to see you.
Now, clearly, there's a deep sense of gratitude that all three of you, that I can sense in what you're saying. Sai Amrita, you are a teacher in a public school board in the West, and you have been rewarded and awarded for your outstanding ability to connect with your children. How much of what you have received here translates into what you do out there?
It's difficult to say that it is direct. It's a direct correlation. Mm-hmm. But I will say that there's an absolute correlation because school is different. You know what? Here we literally lived in our school. I don't live in my school. I don't get to have the kind of relationship with students the way teachers did here.
Because they go home to a very different environment at 3:30.
Yes, they go home into a completely different environment. Mm. So what I will say is I have to really distill down to the essence of what it was that made the most impact on me. And that is literally to take from what our brother said earlier, availability, is that we had my math teacher, Manurati Ma'am, used to wake up every morning at 4 o'clock, 4:30 in the morning and wake us up just to do extra math practice with us. And that was what helped me pass math because I was terrible at it. And guess what? Now I'm actually an outstanding mathematics teacher. And I'm not saying this to show off. I'm saying it because I recognize the fact that sometimes you just put the time into something because time is energy. And when you put that time in, that's what makes all the difference. Whether it's the fact that you pay attention to teachers who put little details, things like that, the essence of what I learned here definitely does translate into how I interact with students where I work in Canada.
Yeah. Shiba, your final thoughts?
Yeah, I just want to add to what Sister Amrita just mentioned. Mm-hmm. The teachers, when especially during board exams, we used to study late and we would go up by 11, 11:30 and there would be teachers sitting there waiting for us to ask questions so that we don't have to go back and sleep with those questions, but we get answers and sleep. And next day morning when we come down at 4:30 and sit, they're there again waiting for us to see if we have any questions, if we have any doubts, so that we go into the exam hall with complete and clear mind. So that was a kind of availability that teachers, aunties at school taught us. So it was very enriching experience to stay in school and learn these things from the role models whom Bhagwan himself has put them there.
And imagine that happened to you so many years ago, but since then, every single year, for every single batch of board exams, the teachers continue to make that sacrifice to be the last to sleep and the first to wake up. Even our parents at home, when children have board exams, even the parents don't sacrifice that, their sleep, their comfort. But Swami's teachers, so quietly, in such a humble manner, they continue to do that and also make sure that children might get hungry at night and provide those late night meals. Because you're studying hard, where in the world can you find an ecosystem like this?
It's a commitment that is beyond, this is not just that you care or that you're interested. This is love. This is real, real love when you want to be able to stay up and be that interested in someone else's success. Because, might I add, I know we might be running out of time, but the Sri Satyasai Higher Secondary School has continually been ranked amongst the top schools in India in terms of academic achievement, in terms of just the ethical learning that we have at school. And we don't get that just, again, you know, out of nowhere. That comes from the fact that we are taught, and we do have teachers who are committed to that every day. And considering that we have remained in such a high ranking every year, I don't see any of our teachers being featured as celebrities across the world. They do this job every year and they do it every day and they do it with absolute humility. And for that, we are always immensely grateful.
Yes, on that grateful note, I thank you, Sai Amrita Kaul, Shubha Kotha and Sonia Chawla for joining me on Morning Glory.
Thank you, Sai.
So, dear listeners, I would love to hear back from you and know your feedback to this interview with the alumni of the Sri Satyasai Higher Secondary School. My guests were Sai Amrita Kaul, Shubha Kotha and Dr. Sonia Chawla. Prior to this, I had three guests who were alumni of the Sri Satyasai Institute of Higher Learning, and they were Mr. Rishabh Nair, Mr. Shyam Kumar and Mr. Jaideep Das. And I urge you to please send me your feedback ASAP. And we now have a WhatsApp number for your feedback, and that number is 9393258258. I repeat, the number where you can send us your WhatsApp feedback is 9393258258. And you can always write to us by email at listener@radiosci.org. So I'm pretty much out of time with only a few seconds left before I close. I thank you for your company and I wish you a awesome, awesome day ahead and a fantastic year. The entire year of 2019, may Swami's choicest blessings be showered on all of us so that we live our lives with a lot of clarity on what is the purpose of our existence. With that, please take care, send in your feedback and continue to stay tuned to Thursday Live for the rest of the day. Jai Sai Ram.
करता पूरक निरपार निर्वैर अकाल मूरत अर्जुनी से भंग
प्रसाद जप आद सच जुगाद सच है भी सच नानक होसी भी सच
Gopal, jai jai, Govinda, jai jai, Gopal. Shri Jagadishuni, Sarveshuni.